Well, good morning, everyone. And we have a special birthday this week on Tuesday. It's Bruce's birthday, so we're going to miss the guitar, aren't we? We're just going to have to do it a cappella. I didn't think to bring Stevie Wonder with me. Anyway, so I'll start it, shall I? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brucey boy. Happy birthday to you.
And happy anniversary.
It's also our wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I sung that too.
Sorry, Eunice. Right. Yes. Oh, right.
Sorry.
What you were asking. Anyway. Oh, let's begin with prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's just so good to be here in this wonderful place. And Lord, thank you that you are with us, dwelling in each one of us, wherever we are. So we have so much to thank you for, Jesus, so much to thank you as we listen to the story of Zacchaeus this morning. And we see the grace that Zacchaeus was given. And that same grace is given to each and every one of us. So, Jesus, we thank you and we come here to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to begin with, and can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amen. So. Disappeared. Oh, cool. Weird.
And can it be that I
Thank you, Graham. I wondered who was going to do the second part. Brilliant. Bless you. Sounded lovely. So we're now going to sing, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. This is one of my granddaughter's favourites. So this is for her, as she couldn't be here today. So, Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. Amen.
Your praises. I'm so glad. To prayer this morning, we are going to pray for the homeless, the hungry, for all that's happening through our food banks, but we're also going to thank God for our spiritual food, which is so essential, of course. So let us pray. God, our Creator and provider, we thank you for all the daily provision you share with us. And yet, we know there are many who are homeless and hungry. We thank you, Lord, for the many food banks that provide food and other help to all who need it. But we also want to take opportunity to thank you for our spiritual food, which we can receive from your word and from your teaching. We know that there are many who are spiritually hungry, and we pray that using the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit, we may help to provide this spiritual food. Lord, will you speak to us? Will you challenge us? Will you equip us to introduce a special life-giving food that will change the lives of many? Lord, will you examine us? Will you help us? Will you make sure that we go out in your name with the power of the Spirit working in and through us? Lord, we want our fellowship here to be people who are willing to share the truth of the gospel with others. Take away, Lord, any shyness that we have, and let us both live and speak for you, Lord, and for your love. And whilst we meet together today, Lord, we want to remember Stuart and Jean. We want to remember Sarah and Sarah Jane. We want to remember John and his family. We want to remember Helen, Brian and their family. We want to remember Sandy and Lord. We bring to you others that we may know or we may have heard about who need your special love. And we pray that there may be many who, like Zacchaeus, will find the spiritual help that they have not found as to yet. So, Lord, will you speak through us? Will you work through us? And may we know the Spirit working and taking control of all that we do. And may it be, Lord, for your glory and for your glory alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So continuing with our theme of grace, we're going to sing, "Only by grace can we enter, only by grace can we stand." not by our human endeavour, but by the blood of the Lamb. Into your presence you call us. You call us to come. Into your presence you draw us. And now, by your grace, we come. Amen.
Come to our reading, and today that is going to be shared with us by Deborah.
This morning's Bible reading comes from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Thank you very much.
We're going to sing "Wonderful Grace That Gives What I Don't Deserve, Pays Me What Christ Has Earned, Then Lets Me Go Free. Wonderful grace that gives me the time to change, washes away the stains that once covered me."
To make sure that you are aware of what is happening during August. It's going to be different. It's going to be wonderful. You because we are asking five different people to give their testimony. And Jilly's looking after it. And I'm sure she's invited people. And it would be good for you to come. I'm going to take the opportunity of having a break and going elsewhere under other people's ministry, sitting back and hearing God speak through them. I will be here for at least one Sunday, but that remains. But if you're giving your testimony on a week when I'm not here, I can promise you that I will be hearing the recorded messages, so you're not getting away with anything. Right, so what have we got today? Well, to be honest, we haven't got parables. What we do have is a true story. Yes, it's true. It actually happened. And that is the first and important thing that we must realize. All about Jesus? Yes. It's his meeting with Zacchaeus. Number one, we look at the Savior who seeks the lost. And this, of course, was at the heart of Jesus' ministry. The name Zacchaeus means the righteous one. But this supervisor of tax collectors was not living up to his name. Certainly the Jewish religious community in Jericho would not have considered him righteous, for he not only collected taxes from his own people, but also worked for others, for the Gentiles. And the public were notorious in collecting more taxes than were required. The more income they got, the more they enjoyed. Those Zacchaeus was a renegade in the eyes of the Jews. He was a precious, lost sinner in the eyes of Jesus. And it is interesting to see the changes that Zacchaeus experienced that day. Why? All because Jesus visited Jericho. Yes, how important that visit turns out to be. Number two, we see a man become a child. What do I mean? Well, in the East, it is unusual for a man to run, especially a wealthy government official. But Zacchaeus ran down the street like a little boy, following a parade. And he even climbed a tree. Curiosity it was, certainly. Even he wanted to know, like a child. So up the tree he went. Zacchaeus was motivated by the curiosity that day. John Calvin wrote this, curiosity and simplicity are a sort of preparation for faith. That certainly happened this day, didn't it? This is often the case, and it was certainly true of Zacchaeus. Why the big crowd? Who is this Jesus of Nazareth that they are following? He said, what am I missing? And Jesus said, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall in no way enter God's kingdom. Perhaps more than anything else, it's pride that keeps the successful people from trusting Jesus. So number three, here we have a seeking man who was found. He was certainly seeking, wasn't he? He didn't know what he was seeking, but Zacchaeus was seeking. By nature, lost sinner does not seek the Saviour. When our first parents sinned, they hid from God. But God came and sought them. And when Jesus was ministering on the earth, he sought out the lost. And today, because it carries on, the Holy Spirit through the church is searching, or should be, for lost sinners. We do not know how God had worked in the heart of Zacchaeus to prepare him for this meeting with Jesus. Was Levi one of the former publicans? Was it he? Had he told Zacchaeus about Jesus? Had Zacchaeus become weary of wealth and start yearning for something better? Well, we cannot answer these questions, but we can, my friends, rejoice that a seeking sinner sought a Saviour. And we can always find a sinner who is looking for a new beginning. And that's surely what Zacchaeus was looking for. Number four, a small man, yes, became big. It was not Zacchaeus' falling that he was little of stature and could not see over the crowd. He did what he could to overcome his handicap by putting aside his dignity and climbing a tree. In a spiritual sense, all of us are little of stature, for all have sinned and come short, surely, of the glory of God. You know, none of us can measure up to God's high standards. We are all too little, in a sense, to enter into heaven. We are too little. And the tragedy is, many lost sinners think that they are too big. They measure themselves by man's standards. Money, position, lives, authority, popularity. Those are the things that are an abomination, if you like, in the sight of God. Many, many people think that they are too big to accept anything smaller. They think that they have everything they need, but really, they have nothing. They have nothing in the sight of God. Zacchaeus trusted Jesus, and he became what is called a true son of Abraham. Meaning, of course, he became a child of faith. And that's as big as we can get, isn't it? To become a child of faith. So number five, a poor man became rich. People thought Zacchaeus was a wealthy man, but actually he was only a bankrupt sinner who needed to receive God's gift of eternal life, the most expensive gift in the world. And this is the only instance in the four Gospels of Jesus inviting himself into someone's home. It wasn't Zacchaeus that invited him. He invited himself. Zacchaeus was not saved because he promised to do good works. He was saved because he responded by faith to Jesus and to his gracious word. Having trusted Jesus as his Savior, he then gave evidence of his faith by promising to make restitution to those that he had wronged. You see, saving is no more than pious words and devout feeling. It creates a living unison with Christ that results in a changed life. With Jesus, that does indeed show a changed life in the life of Zacchaeus. And so finally, 6 and 7. The host became the guest. Jesus invited himself into Zacchaeus' home. He received him joyfully. Joy is one of the key themes in the Gospel of Luke, and the word is found over 20 times in one form or another. The 20 experience of salvation certainly ought to produce joy. In the believer's heart, there ought to be joy. Surely there was in Zacchaeus his life. He loved it when he came to know Jesus. So Zacchaeus became the guest in his own house, for Jesus was now his master, and Zacchaeus was ready to obey the Lord and do whatever was necessary to establish a genuine testimony before the people. To be sure, the people criticized Jesus for visiting a publican in his house, but the Lord paid no attention to their words. The critics also needed, of course, to be saved themselves, but there is no evidence that they trusted Jesus. No, oh no. When a day begins, you never know, do you, how it will end. For Zacchaeus, the day ended in joyful fellowship with the very Son of God. And that was so special to him. For he was now a changed man. A changed man with a new life. And Jesus, my friends, here's the challenge. Jesus is still seeking the lost, and a new yearning to save them. Has he found you? Has he found me? Have we been there to help Jesus bring another person to faith? You know, that is our task. If we love the Lord, if we really have accepted Jesus first as our Savior and then as our Lord, we must accept that our important task is to share the truth of the gospel with anyone and all that we can. I mean, if you look at Zacchaeus' life before he met Jesus, yeah, he had plenty of money, but it wasn't a nice life. And he was doing people out of money. You could say in one sense he was a thief, yes. But when he saw this crowd, he got curious. And he wanted to know what it was all about. Jesus was already working in his life, wasn't he? Through the Spirit, yes. Oh, what a wonderful day it was for Zacchaeus. It's a true event. It rarely happens. And the challenge is, will we go? Will we seek the lost? There must be many people that we know who are lost. What do we do about it? Do we share the gospel with them? I really hope we will. And you might say, well, it's not easy. Oh, I know that. But it is our commission. We are commissioned to go out and share the love of Jesus with all that we can. And we need to remember that we don't go out on our own. The Lord goes with us. The Lord shows us what to say and how to do it. So, my friends, let's be a person who knows people and who helps them find the joy and the changed life that Zacchaeus received.
So today, as Bruce has explained, we're going into doing testimonies in August. So today is the last day of this particular wonderful series that we've been following. And it was called It's All About Jesus. And I don't know if you remember, but when we started the series, we sung Jesus, Lover of My Soul, because the chorus sings, It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me, as if you should do things my way. You alone are God, and I surrender to your ways. So we're going to sing that now. Jesus, Lover of My Soul.
Thank you.
Luke's going to do that. So we couldn't end today and this wonderful series without singing Amazing Grace. Of all the grace songs, it has to be the best. And of course, John Newton, who wrote it, himself had an amazing story of being a captain on the slave ships, and but found Jesus. Although he did continue in that work for a while, he didn't get it straight away. And the Lord worked in him, as he does with all of us. And that gives us so much hope, because he does work in all of us. We will get there as we come to be with Jesus. But we thank Jesus that he's in our lives all the time by his Holy Spirit. We're so grateful, right? So we have 7 verses today of Amazing Grace, but actually we have 8, because as the music finishes, we have a request for singing the first verse again, a cappella. And you all know that means without music. Just the music of our voices. Amen. So.
Thank you.
say the grace.